From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Ciara Hewlett. Ancient Native American rock art in Utah isn't isolated to national parks. If you know what to look for, it can be seen all over the state. But that makes the art difficult to track and vulnerable to destruction from vandalism. As KUER's Tilda Wilson reports, a group of students called the Shovel Bums are helping out along the shore of Utah Lake.
Every Friday, from April to September, 2nd to 8th graders from Blessed Sacrament School in Sandy pile into cars with parent chaperones and their teacher, John McHugh. Once at the lake, everyone puts on yellow reflective vests in case anyone is breaking the rules stated on bullet-ridden no-shooting signs nearby.
As we're walking up, you're going to see all the bullet shells, you're going to see all the bullet casings.
They'll also see some of the oldest rock art in the state. Just up the hill, McHugh points out a rock on the ground with what looks like an arrow etched into it.
Boy, that's an atlatl. It's very likely that this is older than the arrival of the bow in Utah, which is about 150 AD.
Nearby, third grader Lexi Wilkins looks at another panel.
It kind of looks like there's a tree right here. But if you kind of look at it sideways, someone said that it looks like another bighorn sheep going upwards.
The students fill out a worksheet describing what they see at each rock and if there's any damage. McHugh passes along this information to BLM archaeologist Mike Sheehan, who puts it in a statewide database.
There's no way he can check up on all this rock art. So they need someone to steward it, to go out, make sure it's not getting defaced, make sure there hasn't been destroyed by a fire, for instance.
In the meantime, McHugh believes the students are gaining reverence for art and the great outdoors, something he hopes they'll keep with them for the rest of their lives. Tilda Wilson, KUER News.
A large piece of private land will go to a conservation project in Summit County. The county has been awarded $40 million federal dollars as part of the Forest Legacy Program. The money will be used to buy a cattle ranch about 8,500 acres. The county kicked in another $15 million that was approved by voters. The goal is to protect the largest remaining privately owned forest in the Wasatch Mountains and keep it undeveloped. The project will also include restoring a creek that could help the Bonneville cutthroat trout that was once thought to be extinct. 23% of Utah's small businesses fail within a year. That's from a new report by LendingTree. Utah's rate is close to the national average of 1 in 4 businesses failing within the first year. Spokesperson Matt Schultz says technology has made it easier to start a business, but also makes it significantly more difficult to compete in the online marketplace.
When you're talking about online, it can be simple and cheap to get started, but it can be a real challenge to get yourself seen.
The first-year failure rate in Colorado and Wyoming is also 23%. Washington State has the nation's highest rate at 41%. Despite Utah's standing as the youngest state in the nation, the population is getting older. That's according to a new report from the Kemsey Gardner Policy Institute. It attributes that to a decline in fertility rates. The report projects 20% of Utah residents will be 65 or older by 2060. In the 1980s, the retirement age population was less than 8%. Utah's aging population is also less ethnically diverse than its younger residents. Nearly 9 in 10 retirement-aged Utahns identify as non-Hispanic white, but only 2/3 of residents 0 to 4 years old do. About 30 people in the Utah State Correctional Facility earned college degrees yesterday. The graduates were part of a Salt Lake Community College program. Their associate's degrees were in subjects like general studies, anthropology, and criminal justice. Prison officials say when inmates earn degrees, their rate of reoffending drops, and they say this saves taxpayer money in the long run. Almost 300 students participated in classes last year. That's about 10% of the prison's population. You're listening to KUER News.